Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. And on this podcast of Weight Loss Surgery Success, we have a special guest today. We're going to talk to Antonio Scott, who's one of my favorite patients, and we'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Clark, and again, we have a special guest today. We're going to be talking to Antonio Scott, who has a good story to tell. It's about weight loss surgery. He's undergone weight loss surgery here. It's about a year now, but we're going to back up and talk a little bit about how do we come to this decision and talk about all the little things with it, how it's changed his life. Antonio, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing today?
All right. Antonio, this has been kind of a long time coming, so to speak, in this kind of one-on-one interview, but actually the thinking process of weight loss surgery, it started quite a while ago. Can you kind of walk us through that a little bit?
Yes, it's been about, I would say, altogether about 4 years when I first thought about having this process done, even considering weight loss surgery. I tried different things as far as losing weight, and I would lose the weight, but I always seemed to some way find to put the weight back on. And so I researched the lap band, the gastric bypass, and it really didn't seem as though something I would want to do. So I held off for a while, and then I tried to do other things to adjust my life. But as the one day I was at work, and I had some problem with my heart beating fast. So I started investigating again, and then I heard about this new procedure called the gastric sleeve. And I read and I done some research on it, and it seems as though something that I really was interested into doing. And it really, really struck my fancy, and I was like, this is something that I think I might be able to handle.
Now, at that time you were kind of even thinking about this, really over the last 4 years or so, did you have other health problems that were affecting you, and kind of what did you find you couldn't do as well, and kind of what other things were going on?
Well, I didn't have a lot of health issues per se, but it was more or less as weight holding me down. One condition I had was just I had a fractured ankle from years ago. And as I proceeded to get heavier and heavier, my ankle started to bother me more and more. And it became, though, just trying to get up out the bed and get moving in the morning became a great task. I found things like this, the simplicity of bending over and tying my shoe became such a great task. Just going up and down stairs, it was such a great challenge. I have a problem with my back hurting every day, starting to take ibuprofen every day, Tylenol, things that I really don't like doing. I don't really like to take medicine. So I was thinking and putting these things in perspective, like something is wrong. I'm making myself have to do things that I don't like to do. And so I started thinking, I was like, you know, I got to do something to really change my life. And it was more or less doing things like that on my job performance at work. I deliver sodas, and I've been doing this for about 10 years, and I see my performance at work to begin to often decline. And I have certain metrics that I have to run my routes in, and each day, each week, each month, as time go by, I found that I was dropping lower and lower into the percentile of my job performance. And I like to perform great on my job, so it really started bothering me. And having energy, my energy levels was just, they were depleted. I would get home, I have two beautiful kids, and I would like to have fun with them. And every day and then every week as the months go by, I started to see that more and more I had less time to play with them, because when I got home from work, my energy levels were so low that I didn't have the energy to do anything else. I was lucky to get a shower and get something to eat before I would pass out. And I started thinking, dude, is this really how I want to live my life? I want to live my life in more for fullness. And you know, I was like, I got to do something to change my life. And those are some things that I was going through. No, I didn't have the high blood pressure. I didn't have the hypertension. I didn't have the diabetes. I didn't have things like that. The only thing I knew that I did have, I was suffering with sleep apnea. And but I knew if I continued down this path the way I was going, and I was allowing food to be my friend, food to be my pastime, I wasn't going to be here much longer. Had an episode on my job, like I said once before, that I was delivering drinks. And then when I proceeded to leave my account that I was in, that I was servicing, my heart felt like it was about to bust out of my chest. And I could feel my throat throbbing. And at that moment right there, even after all them years of researching, this was my third year of really looking at this. And all the other times and all the other moments I thought that I might want to, and no, I'm not going to do it. Yes, I'm going to do it. No, I'm not going to do it. I kept on having that mind changing. But at that moment, when I realized that I have to change my life or I was not going to be there for my family, and I could not live with myself to think that I allow food to take me away from my kids, to delete me from my children and my wife's life. And at that moment, I realized I wanted to change.
Right. Now, you really had that kind of, that true moment. Many people describe that, our patients describe kind of, well, you know, I've thought about it for a while like this, but they often have very slow worsening of medical problems. Yours was more of kind of the, I'm going to say, lifestyle problems, and knowing that you want to be here for, you know, for your family and watch your kids grow up, and, you know, you want to be a healthy role model with them. So kind of, you know, coming to that conclusion, I've got to do something. So you found me somehow or another. Walk me, what happened? How did you find us here?
Well, I actually found you because actually, it's been probably about four and a half years ago. My wife had a procedure through you. She suffered many health problems, with a little bit of diabetes and high blood pressure and stuff like that. And she's done it, and she was kind of my inspiration, and she encouraged me a little bit to think about it. She didn't pressure me, but it was my own time that I had to make this conscious decision. But I found you through her, and watching the change in her life, she went from having no energy, the same symptoms I was having, getting home, sleeping most of your day away. She just encouraged me, and she always told me, she said, hey, you know, I'm not pressuring you, but Dr. Clark really have some things that can change your life. And not only she told me about the surgery part, she was telling me about how you offer many different other programs other than surgery. And that's actually what drove me to you, because I wanted to hear the other options first. But I had to make a conscious decision, and the first and foremost, to be truthful to myself, that if I choose one of your other procedures to go through, me knowing myself in the past, and I didn't follow through with programs and other methods, I had to be honest to myself. I really need to try a different avenue. And through the different routines of that, talking to my wife, and the change, the miraculous change in her life, how the quality of life for her, I mean, she got to rip and run. She loved to do things, and it just encouraged me. And so I made that honest decision, and that I had to be honest to myself that if I choose some of your other methods, it won't gonna work for me personally. Now, I've seen other people use your other methods and it works for them greatly. And that's what drawn me to you, that you had many different programs to offer. And it wasn't just, you look at it all the way around, and the passion that you and the people that work at the Weight Loss Center, that y'all have for people, not just, I told somebody before it, when I was there, when I first got introduced to you, I never felt that it was about you making money off of me or people that I suggest to go to you. It seems as though as you were like a long lost family friend, or a long time family friend, that you actually care about their well-being. And that what initially signed and put the stamp of approval on my decision to go through it wholeheartedly.
All right, that is great to hear, but you're absolutely correct, and we do stress this. We're here to help, and there isn't rights and wrong about doing surgery or not doing surgery or which operation to have done. It really is more of kind of finding the best plan for that individual. And we try to cover all the gamut here at Center for Weight Loss Success. And we do kind of, we have from the counseling to educational classes to one-on-one things. And again, it's not a right and a wrong answer. But you know, you chose a sleeve gastrectomy, which as people probably, if you've heard me or if you've listened to me talk about these things, weight loss surgery, you probably realize this is one of my favorite operations. I think we see wonderful success with it. Kind of Antonio's living proof right there. But it is one of my favorite operations to do. And tell us a little bit about your experience, because yours wasn't exactly the absolute smoothest experience, although it all works out in the end, doesn't it?
That's right. That's the passion part of it for me. That's the part of being an overcomer through any situation that you go through. Realizing that you can't let setbacks hold you back. And even though, like you said, we had my surgery done, was out work for 3 weeks or whatever, and my job is very vigorous. So I got back, I'm a tough cat, and I thought I can get out there and really go back at it like I was. And eventually I ended up getting an infection, which many people don't happen to. The chance for this to happen is very, very slim. And I got really, really sick. And but Dr. Clark, you know, you've been there. He was with me the whole time. And I can say, even though I was so sick, didn't know what was going on with me, but the end result, I tell anybody out here, if you want to change your life, don't let anything hold you back. If you are having that decision, like, I don't want to, but I want to, I'm scared. I had never ever been to a hospital before. I had never ever had surgery before. I was terrified. But I realized, worst case scenario, I was gonna die. I could have died on the operation table. But to be truthful to yourself, as I stated before, one, for to be successful in life, you first and foremost have to be truthful with yourself. And I realized if I kept going the way that I was going, I was gonna die anyway. So going to the operating table wasn't so bad for me anymore. And like I said, even through what I went through, even through getting an infection, sick, couldn't drink anything, but the end result, we found out what was wrong, got the necessary antibiotics. I got well, my energy levels started shooting through the roof. I started dropping weight, and not only dropping weight, I tell anybody, when you do this, this is just a boost. It's just a jump start. You have to maintain and listen to what the doctor is telling you to do. Dr. Clark is a wonderful doctor because he gives us all types of pamphlets and books and things that help us, motivate us, to keep us going on the right path. And I beseech anybody to do what the doctor tells you to do. because in the end result, it is going to work. I not only lost weight, but I lost the right weight. I sit before y'all in the best shape of my life, and taking everything for me right now, not to get emotional and cry, because I don't have the words to explain how my life has been changed. Just to get up in the morning and to have energy and not just want to throw the cover back over your head just because you can't function properly, because you can't move, because you have pain in your back, in your legs, you know, just miserable. But now I sit before you, I smile, I got a big smile, my heart is overwhelmed because I took an initiative to change my life. So I tell anybody, if you want to change your life, don't listen to what people tell you. Oh, don't get a surgery. You don't need that. You not to. You got to know yourself. You must know yourself. And me, myself, and I am so excited about the conscious decision that I made to turn my life around. And my life is great. I'm so looking forward to this summer to just have fun with my family, to go to Busch Gardens and be able to walk around the park. Not tired, not had to sit down every 5, 10, 30 minutes just to get my breath. I'm just stoked.
That, Antonio, that was wonderful. And I think that's probably a good place to actually wind this down. That was perfect. Obviously, this man is one of the most energetic patients, one of the happiest guys coming through here. He, like I said, he's one of our favorite guys coming through this place. And we love to see it when he comes in. So, but if you have more questions out there, one of our listeners has more questions, just give us a yell here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. The email is success@cfwls.com. The corporate website is cfwls.com. The phone number, 757-873-1880. If you just want more information from me, we do this kind of once a week, but I also do a webinar, a live webinar once a week, where you can dial in and ask questions, or I should say link in nowadays and ask questions. The website to connect with that is Losing Weight USA, which is www.losingweightusa.com. We'll talk later. Again, thank you all for coming in. Antonio, I want to thank you again. If you want to say thanks to everyone or any little last tidbit.
I'll just leave with you. Live life to the fullest. And what I've learned through this great program is I eat to live and I don't live to eat. And I'm just stoked. I'm happy. And I wish everybody the best and great success.
All right. Thank you again. We'll see everyone on the next podcast. Take care, everyone.